welcome you to the Tenebrae Good Friday service. We thank the organist, the choir director, the choir, and the musicians for their musical contributions to this service. Join us on Easter Vigil Saturday, tomorrow night at 7:30, and the Easter services on Easter Sunday. And turn to the back of your bulletin as I read the explanation of the Tenebrae service. This service is patterned after the ancient office of Tenebrae. The Latin word Tenebrae means darkness. The purpose of the service is to impress upon us the terrible reality of sin, which caused our Savior to die for us. A total of 8 candles are used in this service. 7 of these candles represent the 7 last sentences which our Savior spoke from the cross. And the 8th candle is the Christ candle, which processes and recesses into the sanctuary. As the 7 candles of the altar are extinguished one by one, causing the chancel to become increasingly darkened, we are reminded of the darkness that covered the earth at the time our Lord spoke these words at his crucifixion. It also serves as a reminder of the spiritual darkness of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. The exit of the Christ candle at the close of the service signifies Christ's death and burial when the book is lifted a few inches from the altar and slammed back down to create a definite closing sound, symbolizing the stone that was rolled over the entrance to the tomb. With the sealed tomb, the meaning of the cross is fulfilled, the sacrifice completed. Jesus' body rests in the tomb for the Saturday Sabbath. The Christ candle is not extinguished at any time during the service, as it is a symbol of the eternal light of God's love in Jesus, the eternal Son of God. Though evil had its hour, the light of God's love continues to shine for all eternity. Join us on Saturday and Sunday to rejoice in the glorious resurrection and glorious message of the risen Christ. God bless our Tenebrae service. Please turn to hymn 451, Stricken, Smitten, and Afflicted. We stand and face the Christ candle as it proceeds into the sanctuary. Please stand and face the Christ candle. candle to Psalm 22, the Good Friday Psalm. We chant responsibly with the choir, verse by verse, Psalm 22, verses 1 through 19.
The Old Testament reading for Good Friday is from Isaiah chapters 52 and 53. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up, and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told them, they see. And that which they have not heard, they understand. Who has believed what they heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shears, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And, as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many, and makes intercession for the transgressors. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistles from Hebrews, chapters 4 and 5. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 19th chapter. Jesus went out bearing his own cross to the place called the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And it was written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write 'the King of the Jews,' but rather, 'This man said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to see whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture which says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." So the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there. They put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The sacred head now wounded in 450, verses 1 through 4. You may be seated.
Oh, Savior, heaven, I'm wounded.
is finished. This is what Jesus says from the cross. It's common now when people send you a note or there's a note on the internet. People use a lot more periods than they used to. So I do that today. It, period, is, period, finished, period. It makes the point. Jesus speaks seven sentences and words from the cross, and you will hear them in a moment as we go through the tenebrae. But the reason Jesus says it is finished is because the once-for-all sacrifice is complete. If a glass is full of water, you can't put any more water in it. If you've finished building a cabinet and it's done, it's completed. If you've baked a cake and put the frosting on, it's done. It's completed. The work of Jesus is completed. We cannot save ourselves because Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sin. The work of your salvation is finished. Rest in Him. Stop trying to save yourself and let Jesus save you. And His work is complete. This day is the apex of all of history. From Genesis to Revelation, Good Friday and Holy Week is the central point of all of history. All the way back to the Garden of Eden, when they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God promised one day at the tree of the cross, the sacrifice would come, so that we could enter into heaven and eat from the tree of life. From the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, to the tree of the cross, to the tree of life. This is what your life is all about. This is what history is all about. Biblical worldview is simply put, in Christ, our salvation is complete. Why is the work completed? Three reasons from our text. Jesus is your intercessor. Jesus is your high priest. Jesus is your king. It is finished because Jesus is our intercessor. Isaiah 52 and Isaiah 53 were written in 700 B.C. And Psalm 22 that we sang was written in 1000 B.C. All of the details of Christ's crucifixion are in the book of Isaiah and in the Psalms. Isaiah speaks about God's servant who will be lifted up. His appearance will be marred. He will sprinkle his own blood as our intercessor. He grew up before us, even though he was holy, he was despised, he was man of sorrow, rejected and felt grief. When you feel despised and rejected, Jesus is right there with you. He was rejected. Even though he was God's son, he poured out his soul. And when we sang the hymn, stricken, smitten, and afflicted of God, that is exactly what Isaiah is saying. The Lord crushed him with our sins so that his righteousness can now be placed upon us as our substitute. The holy lamb was led to slaughter. He was cut off from the land of the living. But he is your intercessor, and he will be raised from the dead as we celebrate on Easter and offered his lifeblood for the atoning sacrifice for your sin. It is finished. Because Jesus is your intercessor. It is finished because Jesus is your high priest. Hebrews described that Jesus is a great high priest who's passed through the heavens, meaning after he was crucified, descended into hell, raised from the dead, ascended into heaven, he has passed into the heavens. He sympathizes with our weaknesses. He shares our flesh and blood, yet without sin. The Son of God, the true God, is our high priest. You need a high priest. Your prayers, your supplications, your cries, your tears can only come to God the Father through Jesus, your high priest. He is the high priest who then offers himself as the sacrifice. Jesus has one hand in heaven holding on to his Father. He has another hand on earth holding on to you.
And he is the go-between and the intercessor between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. His blood was shed so that in his mercy and grace, you can come with confidence before the throne of grace. It is finished. Jesus is your high priest. And lastly, it is finished because Jesus is our King. In John chapter 19, we see Pilate going back and forth, not knowing what to do with this man called Jesus. He realizes that this is a royal figure in front of him. He doesn't understand why they all want to crucify this innocent man. Over and over again, he declares, this man is innocent. This man has done nothing wrong. In the Roman court of law, he's declared innocent. Yet they call for him to be crucified. Why? He claims to be the King of the Jews. He claims to be the Son of God. And the more Pilate talks to him, Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world, the more he wants to release him. Pilate realized he's standing in front of someone who is astounding and amazing. And we know why. Jesus is our true King. His kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom came through the crucifixion upon the cross. His kingdom came with a crown of thorns with blood running down his face. His kingdom came with nail scars in his hands and feet, and a spear pierced him in the side. Out came blood and water. This is our King, the King who was sacrificed for us. And indeed, one thing Pilate did was correct. He wrote over the cross on the placard, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. That was accurate. Mary, Joanna, and the women who saw him nailed to the cross knew that he cared even for his mother and his disciples. He said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. He told the thief today he would be with him in paradise. And his blood ran down his body as he said, I thirst, it is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Even the centurion realized truly this was the Son of God. So dear friends, Good Friday is all about not trying to save yourself, but let Jesus save you. He said it is finished. He is your intercessor. He is your high priest. He is your King. Glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ as we hear all of his words here in a moment. Taking great comfort in this once for all sacrifice of his body upon the cross. Praise be to Jesus. It is finished. Amen. May the peace of Christ sustain us unto everlasting life. Amen. We now sing O Sacred Head, hymn 450, verses 5 through 7.
Oh,
please take the attendance pad at the end of the pews, fill them out, and put it in the basket of the narthex as you depart. We now gather the offering.
Stand to pray. Let us pray. Almighty God, graciously behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and delivered into the hands of sinful men, to suffer death upon the cross, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Tenebrae, the seven words from the cross. You may be seated.
The first word. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as they led him away, they seized one, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry behind Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him. And the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching. But the ruler scoffed at him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself. If he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the king of the Jews." Second word. Today you shall be with me in paradise. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Son, behold your mother. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. And so they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture which says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." So the soldiers did these things, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home.
Thank you.
fifth word, I thirst. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill the scripture, I thirst. A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. The sixth word, it is finished. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Seventh word, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, certainly this man was innocent. And all the crowds that had assembled for the spectacle, when they had saw what had taken place, returned home, beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance, watching.
Thank you.
Since it was the day of the preparation, so the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came up blood and water. He who saw his borne testimony. This testimony is true. He knows he is telling the truth, which you may also believe. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, they will look on him whom they have pierced. Behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with them, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe. Truly, this was the Son of God. There were also women there looking from a distance. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate ordered that it be given to him. He took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own tomb cut in the rock. He rolled a great stone at the entrance of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sat opposite the tomb. Next day, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered before Pilate. Sir, we remember that impostor said while he was still alive, after 3 days I will rise. Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people he has risen from the dead. This last fraud will be worse than the first. Pilate said, you have a guard of soldiers. Make it as secure as you can. So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard.